The numbers told the story. They always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Good Tuesday morning to you. It is a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV. What did I forget? SiriusXM Channel 158. Looking forward to the show today. I'm Gil Alexander. Radio's Gil Alexander. That's Kelly Bidlin to my left, everybody. Producer number nine. So much more than a producer. He had his mouth open, so I just wanted to drag
well
it
done.
Out.
That was well done. Hey, Gil, how are you this morning?
Oh, I'm great. Drew Dinsick will join us today. Looking forward to that because we obviously have the play-in games beginning tonight, the 7-8s tonight, the 9-10s tomorrow, and then the NBA playoffs. He will have projected series numbers from his sort of modeling standpoint, juxtaposed against the actual. In that process, we will find value. His thoughts on the NFL draft. Has he bet anything yet? Last we spoke to him, it's like it's not liquid enough. I don't know if he has. We have. I have. We'll jump into those momentarily. Paul Carr will join us. A little Champions League leg number two. Do you have leg two fever?
Let's go.
Aggregate score fever coming up with Paul Carr. Mark Borchard from an undisclosed location in the desert talking Major League Baseball with us. A lot of people don't know this, but he was one of the original members of NWA. I don't know if you know that. It was, well, get to that. It was Dre. It was Easy.
Who am I forgetting? Forget that.
Cube, Yella, and I think it wasn't supposed to be Ren. It was supposed to be Mark Borchard before he decided I'm doing baseball analytics. We'll do conference finals in the NBA. Speaking of the NBA, we'll do conference finals exact matchups. These are kind of cool. So not NBA title, not finals matchup, but actual conference finals matchup. And remember, Kelly, if you take nothing else away from this show, it's the NBA finals and it's the Stanley Cup final. Remember, that one is plural and one is singular.
Right. If you learn anything,
never
it's
forget that. We'll also do MLB best and worst record, or as we like to call it, Fezzik's favorite segment ever. He loves that stuff. Loves that stuff. We'll do that. I have made a bevy of bets, though. I guess finally in the NFL draft.
Yeah, I mean, I hear you, but that's the same thing with Drew, right? Like you're just kind of waiting for stuff to. Well, yeah. First of all, I mean, we always talk about them not posting stuff.
Not posting.
But are there that many bets you were eager for them to post anyways? Like the top of the draft is still very, very up in the air to me.
Very up in the air. So the only bet that I had, first of all, should we do the tennis one first? I had five tennis plays last night. I put them in too late. Bill was probably asleep, so they didn't get on the website. But let's just say there are signs that clay is returning its earth to its axis. So I have one tennis play left. It was the only favorite of the bunch. I do have Varvara Gracheva a little later on today. Varvara Gracheva is the remaining tennis play. They're playing. There are two clay court tournaments happening on the men's side globally on the ATP tour. There are two on the ladies' side as well, and that's the only one remaining. So just let's say there were good results over there. This is Varvara Gracheva taking on Sonia Cartal. Gracheva is French. She's playing in Rouen, France. I know I'm not pronouncing that correct, but that's the play. Minus 125 is what I got her at. She's about minus 120 now, so you can actually get her for a few pennies better. So now the NFL draft, Kelly. The only play that I had, and it was for a good size bet, was Travis Hunter to go number two. I got Travis Hunter last week at minus 135. He's now minus 350-ish to go number two. So I'm very happy with the CLV on that anyway. You know what they say about CLV, don't you? So I'm happy with that. I added four this morning. And to your point, Mr. Bidlin, about like you said eager, but my excitement level on these is varying. And let me start with the very first one that I made this morning, which is Matthew Golden plus 140 to be the first wide receiver selected. Now, we had a question yesterday on Twitter, which I think was very appropriate, which is, hey, what do you talent evaluation, you know, on these teams? Do they go with the best player available or do they go with a need and all that stuff? And I went ahead and said, like, we are no talent evaluators. But if you're asking me to be a talent evaluator at wide receiver, I think Teteroa McMillan would absolutely be the first wide receiver I pick, no matter what my needs are. That's just me. But as I look at these mocks, Matthew Golden is going in front of McMillan. In a few cases, we brought up the Mel Kiper and the Daniel Jeremiah most recent mock drafts as two examples of that yesterday. So I went ahead and bet Matthew Golden plus 140 to be the first wide receiver selected. And as I'm betting it, even though I'm betting it because the object, this just in, is to try to make money. As I'm doing it, it goes against what I myself would evaluate talent-wise. Todd McShay, who obviously has made a career of being a draft guru himself, he believes that if 12 comes along, if the 12th pick comes along and the Cowboys are sitting there with the opportunity to draft either Golden or McMillan, that they will actually go McMillan as a better complement to CeeDee Lamb. However, Jeremiah feels that Golden would be the ultimate complement to CeeDee Lamb.
McMillan?
So, no, he believes that Golden. So in other words, McShay says McMillan is the better complement. Jeremiah says that Golden is the better complement. So anyway, I went ahead and made a numbers play on Golden at plus 140 just because that's what I'm seeing out there, even though I myself would not draft that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's, you know, going back to the question we got on Twitter yesterday, I was sitting here thinking about that as you were reading. Is it's also, you know, best player your team need. These are two very different types of wide receivers, and that's good. You know, if you, let's say,
Golden has the best 40 time of any wide out there.
Right, let's say that everybody thought these were two very equal wide receivers, but very different skill sets. It depends on what your team needs then in the wide receiver.
But they can't even agree on that, right? So McShay is saying,
I think that's a Cowboys thing and a CeeDee Lamb thing.
Correct, but just use the Cowboys at 12 because nobody has a wideout going before 12 that I've seen. So let's say that happens where the Cowboys do have the opportunity to pick either. McShay is saying, oh, you want the bigger wideout in McMillan who's not necessarily the burner who can catch all of the 50-50 balls. Whereas, you know, I don't necessarily buy that Jerry Jones would not be seduced by speed.
I went
Golden plus 140. Even though, again, that's not who I instinctively would draft. The other ones that I did draft, total first-round running backs, I went with the under 2.5. I know you had this. Mm-hmm. The price is more favorable now. Maybe not quite as favorable as some of the numbers that were out there. I laid minus 186 on under 2.5 running backs.
Shoot, I guess I'm glad to see it just came back up a little bit.
A little bit.
I mean, you know, like you said, you could have gotten even a better number, but, you know, in my shoes, I was wondering what the hell was going on with it.
I just would find it unbelievable if three running backs were drafted in first round.
Me too.
I just would. Tyler Warren over 9.5, his draft position, I laid minus 258. The Bears are sitting at 10. They are the team that he is most mocked to, if you will. So I went over 9.5 on that. I can't imagine Tyler Warren is picked higher than that. Could be wrong. Don't believe it. And then this is the one that you and Felica have already been on. This is Ashton Jeanty over 9.5 draft position at plus 165. I went ahead and did this. And because this is also, like with all of these, there, can you imagine this happening? Are the Raiders really going to take Ashton Jeanty at 6?
I can't believe it.
Are they really going to take a running back as great as he was in college? Really going to take him at 6? I'm going to bet no at plus 165, over 9.5.
I like it. Jump on board. I agree. The other one I wanted to mention with Golden is we brought this up, I think, quick on the show last week, but you and I were talking about it off the air, too, is the other one that's interesting with the Golden McMillan stuff. And I did see McMillan's draft position did come down a little bit. But remember, we were talking about this. You had McMillan as the a minus two something favorite to be the first wide receiver drafted. And yet Matthew Golden actually had the slightly lower draft position. It was at the time 17.5 for Golden, 18.5 for McMillan. So worth pointing out, as you intelligently said, you know, there could be a team where that one player specifically fits better, maybe in that teens range in the draft order. But that's another one worth pointing out. I love McMillan. I'm all over McMillan on bets. I even took a flyer the other day for him to go top 10 at 5-1. But I mean, look, they are two very different wide receivers, and depending on what your team has on the roster already, one could make more sense than the other.
Yeah. And I don't even buy the McShay again with the McMillan Golden need to Dallas. I'm not even sure I buy McShay's reason. I buy his reasoning, but I don't think Jerry follows through on that. Anyway, the draft 9 days away. This just in, 9 days away from Green Bay. Are you ever going to attend an NFL draft? Would you ever attend one of those mosh pits?
I went to the one that was here in Vegas for a little bit, but I didn't stay long.
Yeah. Where did you go? Wait, so that was on Koval?
Yeah. They did it like by the Sphere, sort of.
back when there was no sphere.
I went for a bit. I did not stay for the entire time.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't seem like a... Seems great on TV.
To your point, yes. It was like, cool, this is a cool spectacle to check out for an hour. Let me get out of this mash of people now.
We'll deep dive on this with Drew later. See what I did?
Having said that, though, why are they putting NFL drafts in Green Bay? Like, with all due respect to Green Bay, Wisconsin. Like, this is... Like we've seen it become kind of a cool travel thing. Like, a million people came out here.
Well, they get their draft.
Nashville was crazy. But, like, partially it's because you want to go party in these cities.
Yeah, but, I mean, they'll never get a Super Bowl, so give them a draft.
Okay, that's actually a fair and correct response, Gil.
New York, thank you. Did you add, we'll get a deep dive with Drew later on the NBA playoff series, did you add any plays?
I bet you have the Warriors tonight.
I do have the Warriors tonight as well. But I did that largely because Carl Sack came on the show yesterday. He said Warriors, and then he later released it to his clients about 2-3 hours later. So... pays to listen to a numbers game. Carl Sack, he's all over the Warriors. By the way, I will say this, and we will get to NBA exact conference matchups here momentarily here on the other side. There is one that I predictably love. You can almost predict it in advance.
Yeah, there's one I like too. I really like on there as well.
Okay. But you didn't add anything besides Warriors tonight.
Yeah, I got Warriors. So Warriors 6.5, laid that with 115. Wanted to grab that before the 6.5s disappeared. I was texting, me and Drew were texting a little bit back and forth yesterday, just picking each other's minds on some of this stuff. Yeah, I think he kind of, we'll talk to him, obviously. We saw it a little similar to me. My numbers aren't far off from where it is. But, I mean, I think matchup-wise, it is a bad draw for Memphis. Do like Golden State. So played them, and I got Heat Bulls in the other under in the other play-in game tomorrow.
All right. There's a Carl Sack Vison NBA celebrity handicapping NBA playoff contest coming up. You in?
I got to catch up on my text messages, yeah?
You're in, baby. Zach matchups next.
Numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Want to know where the money is really going? Unlike other sources, our betting splits come straight from Circa and DraftKings Sportsbooks, giving you insight into where the sharp action is landing. Circa, known for taking big bets from professional bettors, while DraftKings provides a broader market perspective. That means you're getting the real action, not just public money, but the kind of wagers that move lines. See the percentage of bets versus percentage of handle on every game across every major sport, helping you make smarter, more informed bets. Get VSiN's summer special right now for only $59. That's until August 1st at vsin.com/subscribe. How you doing, Kelly Billen? You good?
I'm good,
a little preoccupied over there. You all right?
I'm catching up on a couple draft things, and then the NBA contest rules I had to figure out.
Okay. All right. I don't want to let the show interrupt you.
I'm on a plane on Thursday, man. I got to figure out the timing of what I'm going to do.
You want to share with everybody where you're headed?
Turks and Caicos for a week.
Oh, look at you.
You and Wyatt Tomchek have fun. I'm going to be sitting on a beach drinking pina coladas.
You've been to Turks before, right?
Yeah, I've been to Turks.
Good for you.
It's been
man.
A long time, though. I love the Caribbean, man.
Who doesn't?
I don't know.
You know anybody who's like, you know, Caribbean, don't really care
for
it.
Yeah, you know, I feel like I've heard,
there's the Hawaii snob people that
there's,
say that.
There's that, and to me, they are completely different.
Yeah.
Completely different. I'm not going to say one is definitely better than the other. However, if I had to choose, Gil, give me the variety of the Caribbean over Hawaii.
It's a man who likes his variety.
That's right. I want to be able to jump around from Turks and Caicos to Aruba to Bahamas to Key West. I feel like there was a song about this once upon a time.
I believe there was. Beach Boys, right? Yeah,
I think so. Yeah.
All right. These are conference finals matchups in the National Basketball Association, courtesy of DraftKings. Again, not exact as you don't have to pick the winner of the respective conference matchups, just the matchups themselves. Let's go to the West. Thunder Lakers is your short shot plus 230. Thunder number one seed. Lakers, not the two seed. They're the three seed. Now remember, in the NBA playoffs, they do not reseed like they do in the NFL playoffs. So it's a bracket. Whoever wins, they know who their, you know, the opponent's going to be based on matchups. This team will either play the winner of such and such. So 1-8, 2-7, 3-6, 4-5. And then the 1-8 ends up playing the 4-5 and so on and so forth, right? So Thunder Lakers would be the potential Western Conference final matchup. They are the short shot. Thunder Warriors is the second short shot. Thunder T-Wolves, Thunder Rockets. Interesting that all the Thunder matchups predictably would be the shortest shots, but the 1-2, the Thunder Rockets, is the longest of those potential Thunder matchups. So there you go with that. Nuggets Lakers is the first non-Thunder Western Conference matchup in terms of the betting odds. That's at 14-1. Oh no, what am I looking at? The what's on the right side here? Is this a messed up graphic or is this correct? Oh, I missed the right side here. So incorrect on my part. So is Nuggets Warriors really plus 230? Am I looking at this graphic?
I think we have odds messed up.
I think we have odds messed up, yeah. Okay. So anyway, the left column anyway is correct. And that's what it is. That's the highlight of the West, is that the Thunder have all the short shots, all four, and that the 1-2 is the longest of those Thunder matchups. Sir, is there a matchup in the West that you would bet here? Or shall I just telegraph the pass and tell you what mine is? Because you know what mine is.
You go ahead first. I think the one that's tricky with... I guess I'll go a couple things here, because I actually landed more in the Eastern Conference than the Western Conference. Look, Thunder, rightful favorite to be the Western Conference champions. I think it's pretty dicey, though. We've talked for weeks about how open we think it is from 2-7 or whatever you want to go down to, 2-8. I think it's pretty tricky to land on one at these short of odds that involve the Thunder that you'd be very comfortable with. So there's that. And then just keep in mind how much you're gambling if you're gambling on a team that's in a play-in game. That's all my cautionary words before you go.
I don't know. Pull up that's fantastic cautionary words. And you know what I just did? I just proceeded with caution. Yeah. I just ran right through that yellow light. I looked a little bit to the left and right, but not much. I love the Warriors tonight in the 7-8. And then the Warriors, and yes, before you start shouting Homer and all that, the Warriors are on the easy, quote-unquote, side of the West. Not easy, but at least it's the way that the bracket lines up. If you believe, and by the way, I do think it's a little overstated that the Rockets, right? I don't want to, like, completely pile on the Rockets because they are... I mean, look, they're the number 2 seed in a very stacked conference, but they are young. And so the Warriors, if they win tonight, right, if the Warriors beat the Grizzlies tonight, they will be the 7 seed. They will take on the Rockets in a best of 7 first round series. If you believe, as I do, that the Warriors brass, right, the Curry, Butler, Draymond triumvirate, is the team that is the group that I would trust more in crunch time against the Rockets than anybody, which I do. Then if they pull off that quote unquote upset, and I'd love to see what that series price is going to be. I'd love to see what Drew has that, you know, would have that as compared to the actual of what it ends up being. Then they would play the winner of the 3-6, which is the Lakers series, right? I actually think they beat the Lakers in a best of 7, and that's all. That is all. I know that says a lot. I'm not trying to minimize it, but that's the path for the Warriors to get to play the Thunder. And so at plus 360, that would be the one I would play. Full disclosure, I have not played it yet because we don't have DraftKings here, but that would be the one I would go to. You wouldn't play anything in the West.
Yeah, West I would probably avoid. If anything, I mean, like you, look, we have our teams that are not named the Thunder that we're a little higher on. It would be something involving the Clippers. I would look Clippers down the board. Warriors-Clippers maybe even at 35-1.
Clippers-Lakers is 22-1. Clippers-Warriors 35-1.
Yeah, I don't hate that one. Yeah, if we go over to the East, so this one... Celtics-Cavs, no surprise, minus 135, the favorite on that one, Gil.
Celtics-Cavs minus 130.
Oh, this is even ticked up. I got 135 now at DraftKings, so it's gone up 5 cents. Someone's bet into this already. I really think it's going to be that.
As you were preambling into that, I'm like, he's not going any other direction.
Oh, man. Look, I think the Knicks, Bucks, Pacers.
Let me just ask it this way. What's the team? Because I don't know that the Knicks is the obvious answer. Maybe it is. What's the team that... torpedoes that
Knicks,
not the Pacers.
No,
because the odds will tell you it's the Pacers.
Yeah, odds will tell you it's the Pacers.
Celtics Pacers plus 475. Knicks Cavs 6-1.
Yeah, I think it's the Knicks. I mean, look, I'm sure it's been done very well in New York on New York Sports Talk Radio, but this Knicks team, I think a little bit more nationally this year, has not gotten enough crap as they should for the stacked roster that they have. And not, like, they've had a good season. I understand the Cavs and Celtics have been the stories of the Eastern Conference. Not like they've had a horrible season, but you still haven't really seen them put it all together. And a lot of that has to do with some of the injuries that they have. Now with this roster finally fully healthy, Man, I think the series price is very fascinating against the Pistons, Gil. Like, I was pretty off on what that was going to be. I think there's some heavy respect for this Knicks team in the market, and I think there should be. I do think that they're the best of the rest, but I think when we're talking at the end of the day, it's Celtics and Cavs.
Okay, but just to clarify, if I came to you and I said, you must bet, it is mandatory.
Yep.
This is not how betting works, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. New listeners.
You do not have to bet.
But if I said, you must bet something in double digits, for you it would be Clippers Warriors in the West at 35-1.
Yes.
And that doesn't even seem debatable to me. Like, because there's nothing in the East. Like, I'm not taking Knicks Pacers at 22-1, for instance.
Yeah,
right?
Especially when you say double digits.
Yes.
Right? You wouldn't tell me I can't go Celtics Cavs at the top here? Fine, I'm going down to Knicks Cavs. Like, that's where I'm going next.
Which is 6-1.
Yeah, 6-1.
Right. It just seems like the ones in the West, like, there is. I mean, there's some people who would say Nuggets Lakers, right, at 14-1. The options in the West seem way more enticing. Because
for longer shots.
Because
yeah.
If you believe, and there are some, and I know we're always talking, like yourself, NBA hardos. It's Thunder, 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 even JVT coined the Thunder Invitation.
Mm-hmm.
If they got beat at some point before the conference, I know you'd be surprised, but would you be flabbergasted?
Oh, no, no, no.
Okay.
No.
Because you have veteran teams left and right.
I mean, they are, in my opinion, and it's been like this for months now, they are in a tier by themselves in the West. But then there are a lot of really, really good teams in that second tier. And I think we talk about this all the time when we get to the NBA playoffs. We say this every single year. I think it matters more this year, Gil, than it has in a long time, of matchup-dependent draws of which each one of these teams get in the West is going to be huge. And I think the Lakers are the perfect example of this in the Western Conference. Like, the Lakers, with how their team is currently constructed, because it is not done, the finished product will happen this summer and probably by next trade deadline of what you really want to surround Luka Doncic and LeBron James with on this roster. This roster is far from complete. Do they have some things they can do really well? Absolutely. Do they have some defensive holes that I think could be exposed in this playoffs? For sure, and that could be a problem. But if they catch the right opponents, I wouldn't be surprised at all if Luka Doncic and LeBron took them for a long run.
Baseball on the other side. Joe Pita's baseball picks. Mark Borchard will join us as well. Pita texted me yesterday. He's like, shouldn't we all just be taking the Dodgers run line against the Rockies in all these games? It worked out in the end yesterday. Let's see if Mark Borchard agrees with that. It's a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Want to bet smarter, not louder? Check out the Sharp Plays at sharpplays.com, where real bettors go to get ahead. Most of the betting world, it's just noise, chasing steam, copying picks, recycling the same old value plays. They're not sharp, they're just parrots. That's according to the Sharp Plays. Sharp Plays is the source they're echoing, according to the Sharp Plays. Since 2011, it's been locked in with what the real pros are betting. Elite group, sharp money, the kind that actually moves the market. When the Sharp Plays jumps on a side, the line reacts every time. With insider info and powerful AI tools, you're not guessing, you're getting ahead. Sign up for free betting reports, real-time alerts, and next-level intel via email or on X. And don't take anyone's word for it. Check the receipts. Full betting logs are live on the site. So why follow the crowd when you can lead it? Visit sharpplays.com. Respected, watched, and feared. Feared, they say. That's Sharp Play. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Always appreciate the feedback. This is from Primetime. Primetime Cubs. Cowboys underscore Cubs one. Yo, hey, dude. Sending a less than sincere congrats on your Mystics. My Mystics. Cleaning up in the WNBA draft last night. In the words of The Rock, finally, relevance has come back to a team from the DMV. Hey, wait a minute. I see what you did there. By the way, Paige Beckers, for those who missed it, obviously, this was coming. Number one pick in the draft. She goes to the Dallas Wings. Love Paige Beckers.
Yeah,
congratulations,
she's great.
To Dallas Wings.
I did have, I don't know how much of that you watched. I had it on a TV, though, last night, and it was, I forgot there were added teams. So, like, at some point, they're going through the draft order, and I'm like, Valkyries? Wait, like, is that new, or did I miss something? And I'm like, oh, yeah, it's the Golden State team they added.
The Mystics, what Primetime's referring to is the Mystics picked 3, 4, and 6 last night.
Yeah, I had a lot.
Citron, Iriafin, and Amore, for those who are into those, who know the players well. So the Mystics did clean up. This is from Jamie Leva. NWA Nerds with Analysis. Base winner. This is a complimentary way. Have a fantastic day, gentlemen. Thank you. Hoops by Hoots. Oh, he did the whole Beach Boys thing. He said Aruba, Jamaica. Oh, I want to take you. Bermuda, Bahama. Come on, Kelly Bidlin.
Yeah.
He says as part of the lyrics or something like that.
Was it Kokomo? Kokomo, right?
Kokomo. And I think it was Kelly Bidlin.
Which Kokomo's, real or not real? Wasn't that a discussion for a long time?
I do not believe Kokomo is a place.
I don't believe it's a place either.
I don't think so. Sean's Fox plays. NFL draft book should have 30 over under available. The fact that they get to nitpick which ones they give us is comical. P.S. Malanga, WNBA Rookie of the Year, 15-1, he says. How about that? Little Rookie of the Year shot called by our listeners, by our fantastic listeners.
Yeah, so there's been several places named Kokomo since the song, but it is not an island or
city. What do you
mean
several places named after the song?
There have been like restaurants and resorts and stuff.
Oh, I thought you were like the Alabama was just like, you know, let's name a city Kokomo, Alabama.
There's a Kokomo, Indiana.
Oh,
so okay. Yeah, sorry, Indiana, song was not about you.
And Roger Jones, I love that Numbers Game listeners just feel comfortable enough to curse. He goes, son of a... And then he said it. I thought the main takeaway from ANG was elevation versus attitude, not that whole thing at the beginning.
That was a primetime action main takeaway. But what
elevation
was
versus attitude? Yeah. Oh, yes, it was.
What did we?
Big fight.
What was the big thing at the beginning?
I said if you could take away one thing from the show, I don't even remember. What did I say?
I don't know either.
I can't even remember. It was two segments ago. I can't even remember. Mark Borchardt is here, ladies and gentlemen. Base winner at basewinner.com, at basewinner on Twitter, courtesy of the Progressive Guest Line from an undisclosed location somewhere.
I'm laid back. Got my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
That's Borchardt right there. How you doing, Mark?
Well, that's a good way to say it. But you know what? I was outdone by the Twitter guy with a Kokomo song. It's never going to be the same to me. Every time I hear that song, I'm going to be singing, come on, Kelly Bidlin. I mean, really, it's really kind of throwing me off here. So I'm going to try to regroup, Gil.
Let me ask you a question here right off the top. This is so Joe Pita texts me yesterday and he goes, shouldn't we be playing the Dodgers run line on all these games against the Rockies? Which he knows, right? He's a model baseball bettor. But sometimes it does pay to turn your brain off at some point. I will say this, by the way, got home. It didn't get home easily. Dodgers beat the Rockies last night 5-3 after they had a 4-0 lead. So they held on for the run line. I'm surprised these Dodgers money lines aren't as high. Tonight might be a different thing because the pitching is a little janky. But I was a little surprised that it was only, quote unquote, on the money line, like -3 something last night. Did you think it would have been higher?
I think I had it priced at -363 yesterday. I think it was in the market. Maybe I'm speaking off the top of my head at -315. So definitely a little bit of value. And it's one of those things where, you know, if you model it and you have value, you know, I'll lay as much as I need to lay. But yesterday was interesting because that Senzatella, and I've said this kind of tongue in cheek a lot, but I mean, I really mean it now. If you're betting on Senzatella, you're smoking Sensimilia. I mean, the guy has the worst hits per plate appearance. It's like 36% hits per plate appearance, and it's worse than the next guy. The next guy's got like 28%. So I think that was a really good idea yesterday to just go on hits and stuff, and I did more hits than the Rockies yesterday. And it was on a three-way line. It was a -180. I thought that was a good opportunity there, Gil.
Why do I laugh? I just encourage him if I laugh at,
yeah,
at
yeah,
the dad
yeah.
jokes. Yeah. All right, what did you land on today, Mark?
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to do a base winner parlay here. I love this parlay. Going with the Diamondbacks versus the Marlins. Got this thing priced at -248. You know, I don't think the market's giving the Diamondbacks as much credit as they should. And you know, one of the things that I like to do, Gil, and that I've done here for over the last few years is I do an expected wins on my website. So this takes into account weighted runs created plus xFIP minus and defensive runs saved. And you look at the Diamondbacks, you look at them in the standings and they're 9-7, but they should be 10.2 and 5.8. And you say, well, that's not that big of a difference, Gil. But if you look at kind of the standings, the expected standings based on these metrics for the NL West, they've got a 636 implied win percentage would put them, based on what they've produced so far metrics wise, first in baseball. So it goes Diamondbacks, Padres, Giants, Dodgers, which is interesting. Dodgers fourth based on the metrics they have produced through their first 18 games. So it's an interesting exercise for me. It's something that I enjoy looking at, Gil.
All right. So the parlay, just to clarify, is what again?
I'm going to go with Arizona. And then I also like Philly today. I mean, you talk about not getting enough credit. And, you know, on an Easter week, is Jesus getting enough credit here? And he's just been brilliant. I've got this game priced, Gil, with Luzardo minus 194. So you put the Arizona Diamondbacks, the Phillies in a parlay. You risk one, you're going to win 1.78 units. I think that's a good opportunity there, Gil.
Show us the notepad, Mark. Come on, you had to have prepared material today. I don't believe
second. Not prepared. You know, we run with this Jesus joke, and this really could be a true story here. So Jesus Luzardo, starting pitcher, great metrics so far this year, and arguably over, you know, inconsistent metrics, but good at certain times over the last 2 years. But, you know, the Phillies are having a real time with the bullpen. They're the guys, the metrics don't look good. They're blowing saves, that sort of thing. So I think there could be some truth to this rumor that Luzardo's going to go to the bullpen, and then you can say Jesus saves.
Mark, I know you have your mind on your money and your money on your mind, but are we only going to get parlays from you this year? Is this what this has been reduced to? Can we get one side from you clean?
I can give you a side here. This is a good side, and it goes back to your roots, Gil. So I'm going to go with Baltimore, yes. And it's gone up to like minus 147. I got it priced in the model at minus 179. Logan Allen, you mentioned hits per plate appearances. That's pretty high. So league average is about 22%. He's at 26%. You look at the metrics. With Allen, his pitching plus is in the 8th percentile, not in a good way. And then his strikeout percentage, last 17 median, 15%. That's in the 5th percentile. So pretty good opportunity to attack in what my metrics say is a poor pitcher. And we do have an advantage, the Baltimore offense, by my rankings, 5th in baseball versus the Guardians, 20th in baseball, Gil.
Let's go, Birds. Okay, give me the most fraudulent division leader here in the early stages of the season. Yankees at 9-7, Tigers at 10-6, the Angels in the American League West in the three respective AL divisions, Mets, Cubs, Padres in the NL. It's the biggest fraud of that group.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily call it a fraud, but the Padres' record 14-3 is not a 14-3 record. I mean, it's more like a 10-7 record.
Oh,
and if you look at their metric, yeah, their xFIP minus is league average. Defensive runs saved is zero, so that's actually a little bit below league average. These teams actually are saving more runs so far than they're allowing from a defensive run save standpoint. Weighted runs created plus very good. There, I think that's 5th in baseball. And it is. If you look, and this is what's really interesting to me, Gil, you look at the Yankees, and I don't think that's any surprise. They're best in baseball, weighted runs created plus. But I think what's really surprising to me as I look at these numbers is Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay second in baseball, weighted runs created plus. And you wouldn't think that, Gil.
All right, so you just steered me to my final question then. If the Padres are good but not 14-3 good, between the Dodgers, Giants, and Padres, who's the most legit?
I would say that the you didn't throw the Diamondbacks in there. You threw
the Diamondbacks.
Ball.
Well, I know you so the Diamondbacks are the answer? The one I didn't include?
Yeah, the Diamondbacks from the metric standpoint, they lead that West. But, so expected standings, Diamondbacks, Padres, Giants, Dodgers. That's kind of how that West
shakes
out.
Wait, say it slower. What is it?
It goes Diamondbacks number one, Padres number two, Giants, and then the Dodgers – in fourth, and it's really close. I mean, it's between 0.560 to 636 from an expected implied win percentage.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it. Soccer with Paul Carr next.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Take your betting to the next level with First Bet. Whether it's Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, or the road to the Kentucky Derby in Preakness, First Bet puts the action at your fingertips. Sign up now at firstbet.com. That's the number one, stbet.com. And use promo code VSID200 to score a 20% rebate on all your wagers for the first 60 days, up to $200. Don't miss out. Bet smarter today at firstbet.com. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Always appreciate the feedback. Best listeners in the game. Roger Jones at Bronco Wins. What will Jared do? You mean after he's eaten enough paste? Risky business. I think Sporer had the wrong team. Boy, that went a lot of directions. I'm not sure if I understood all of them.
Yeah, me either.
Master of Puppets. Hi, it's time for the NBA playoff system. Pick the winner and cover the number, hitting at like 90% since 2020. Is that right?
I don't know if it's that. Well, since 2020, maybe it is. I doubt it's that high, Gil, but yes, we get into playoff season, and it is usually that.
C. Spackler, Mark sporting the frightened squirrel hairstyle.
That's frightened squirrel.
I really shouldn't read that, should I?
I don't know what that means.
Too late now.
By the way, I was really expecting, I'm assuming you were too, when you asked which of these teams is legit. Or which of these is legit? I thought there was a too legit to quit reference coming for sure. Like that was like -2,000, and he didn't get there because he wanted to go through the standings.
Oh no, because I said which team is the fraud. I didn't say legit.
Oh, you said legit. One of you guys did.
Oh,
I was expecting that to come. I was expecting it.
How about, by the way, how about Mark Borchardt very quietly saying the Dodgers in his expected standings are fourth? Would be fourth. You imagine the Dodgers end up fourth in the NL West this year?
I'm looking at it right now. This is very cool on his site. You should go over and check it out, basewinner.com.
Rhodes knows on Twitter, are there teams with patterns of drafts versus the Jaguars? I guess he means like the Jaguars, who are brand new front office and makes their draft harder to figure out. And does that figure into your bets? Thanks, guys. Great show. There's a little of that, for sure.
Yeah.
The Luke Swains of the world, the Vegas refunds, they're good at that kind of thing.
Luke will be on the show Thursday with us.
Luke, another guy who has not fired that strongly on draft bets yet.
Yeah, I think he's only got a couple. And I'll actually go the other direction with that question, though. I think the Giants are a perfect example of that, right? We've been talking about that for months. What's GM and coach goal here? Is it the goal to save their jobs going forward? Are they drafting with that in mind?
The Giants might be the greatest example of that ever. New York football Giants, we're talking. Do I want to keep my job or act like I'm going to be here in 5 years?
Mm-hmm.
Joe Pita's baseball picks, by the way. Joe Pita, who started out scorching and has given it some of it back, but he's still up on the year. 15-14 for plus 0.83 units. He took a master's break to recharge. He's got four baseball picks today. Would you like to hear them? Here they go. Mariners, -114 against the Reds. You can actually get that as a coin flip right now. Mariners in interleague play, pick number one. He is on the Washington Nationals. Washington Nationals against the Pittsburgh Pirates at Pittsburgh. He got him at +120. They're right about at that price right now at PNC Park in Pittsburgh. Nationals, pick number two. He's on the Toronto Blue Jays today. Toronto Blue Jays, pick number three. Blue Jays are hosting the Atlanta Braves. Little interleague play. It's coin flippy. He got it at -107. You can get the Blue Jays maybe even down to -102 as we're showing right now. And then the New York Metropolitans. Pick number four at Minnesota, the struggling Twins. He's got the Mets at -112. They are right at that number right about now. So it's the Mariners, Nationals, Blue Jays, and Mets. Three short favorites, or three, I should say, not even favorites, three short minus numbers and one dog in the Nationals. Joe Pita's baseball picks of the day. Let's talk some Champions League. You want some midweek soccer action? We got your guy, Paul Carr, joins us now. From the Ringer Soccer Betting Podcast, from the Expected Value Podcast, from True Media Networks, where does it end? Paul Carr, courtesy of Progressive Guest Line. How you doing, Paul?
I'm good. I'm good. Business end of the tournament, second leg of the quarterfinals. This is where it gets fun.
All right, we got to get to that momentarily. Just let's talk odds to win the Champion League, sure. That general market to begin with. Is there a bet currently with Barcelona at +220 and PSG at +240? I should probably throw in Arsenal at +330.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think these are all about right. Barcelona's the best team. They have the highest ceiling. They also have question marks. Their defense isn't that good, but when they score four goals on you every time, as we'll get to, it doesn't really matter. Nothing here jumps out at me. You know, Inter and Bayern's the one that's kind of a toss-up heading to the second leg. So if you wanted to get frisky and think Bayern can come back, +1,200 isn't the worst thing in the world, but they're going to play Barcelona in the next round. So that's where they'll run into trouble. So there's nothing here I love on the futures market at the moment.
Okay, so for those who are jumping in on this right now, this is leg number two of the round of 16. That's what we're doing here?
Quarterfinals.
Leg number two of the quarterfinals, my bad. Yep. So explain to folks, there's an aggregate score here. So how does this work?
Aggregate score advances. So if it's Team A wins 2-1 in the first leg and they draw 1-1 in the second leg, team one advances 3-2 on aggregate. But most of your bets for these matches are going to be based on 90 minutes. So on the off chance a game goes to extra time, that is not what you're betting on, unless you're at the two advance or two qualify market, which means literally which team goes to the next round, regardless of if they need extra time, winning on aggregate, or even going to penalty kicks.
Yeah, an aggregate score means that different sides have different motivations here as well, yep. Right? Perhaps based on score in the first game of yep. the quarterfinals. Okay, last week, how'd you do?
We went 1-2 last week. We got PSG Villa, both teams a score. Had one of those right handicap, didn't get the result with Kelly's boy Guirassy to score a goal at plus 260. He got his two or three chances. He had one great chance and just missed it. So it went as expected. He just didn't finish the one or two good chances that he really had.
Maybe if Kelly had pronounced his name correctly, he would have.
I mean,
put the
I don't want to point
basket.
Fingers, but I'm just saying.
No.
It's like betting golf. You know, it's really hard to pick one winner. It's really hard to pick goal scorers in soccer. Okay, and there's not many goals.
It's a very solid point. It's a very solid point. All right, three pack from Paul. By the way, Villa PSG. You don't have any play in that. Let's just get that out of the way.
Yeah, I don't. Villa had about the perfect game for 90 minutes. Then PSG scored to make it 3-1 and take a 2-goal lead back to England. It's hard to see a way back for Villa. You know, I like both teams to score here, but that's like minus 185, so I don't think there's a lot there. Yeah, I don't really have a play on this one, but I'd be shocked if Villa gets through here.
Okay, what is the three-pack?
All right, we'll start with today, Barcelona-Dortmund. This is feels a little bit square, but look, over 3.5 plus 110. Played 110 last night. Might be down to around even money now. It's about as far as I would go. Look, I mentioned Barcelona has the best attack in the world. They won the first leg 4-0, and Dortmund had plenty of chances. It could have been 4-2. It was really more of a 4-2 kind of game. They played twice this season now. 9 total goals, 5 expected goals in each leg. It wasn't just hot finishing. Barcelona good in attack, not so good in defense. They would rather win this one. Again, they have the 4-0 lead, so they could lose by 3 goals and still go through. But they're at home. They'd rather win this one 4-2, 3-1 again. They're not going to sit there for a 1-0 win or even a 1-0 loss and just kind of get through. That's just not how they're wired. As an example, they have – sorry, this game's not at home. This is at Dortmund. I misspoke. But even on the road, they've scored 4 goals themselves in 10 of their 24 away games, just themselves. So over half those games have gone over 3.5. So I like over 3.5 here at plus 110.
Dortmund, Barcelona, over 3.5 goals plus 110. Then also a total in the – Real Madrid Arsenal game.
Yeah, I'm taking under 2.5, which is this is a little scary because second legs get weird because Arsenal won this first leg 3-0. So obviously Real Madrid needs goals. But Arsenal has probably the best defense there is in Europe, even with a couple injuries that they're battling. So this is about the price. I have this at plus 150, which, for example, the first leg under 2.5 was about even money. And now it's plus 150. Again, there are motivations in play here, but you still have one team that doesn't need to score in Arsenal and has the best defense that there is in Europe. So this is one of those throw up in your mouth a little bit ones because you're kind of betting against Real Madrid at home when they have to score. But I trust Arsenal's defense a little bit more. And, you know, 2-0 Madrid win gets us there and gets Arsenal through. It makes everybody happy. So under 2.5, you can get plus 150 or better.
That's the bet against human achievement, but yes. Fading weird category yes. of bet.
I'm tailing you on that one, Paul.
This is dangerous.
That's the one you're tailing?
Well, this is just Arsenal sits on the ball for the whole game, right? Like right. This is where I have it on the background. Well, I say nobody.
Before you commit to that one, let me suggest this last one. Oh, give us the last one. Yes.
This is Inter Milan and Kelly's Bayern Munich team from what league, Kelly?
Das Bundesliga.
Yeah, yeah. I'm playing the draw here at plus 260. So the first leg in Munich, Inter won 2-1, even though Bayern was really the better team for most of the game and probably could have should have had a couple goals. But this is where a draw will get Inter through. This is where it's important to know the scenario. If this is 0-0, 1-1 late, like Inter's fine with that. Kick they home. Don't need to go score. Right. Right. They'll just play keep away if they can. I'm not sure their defense can completely hold up for 90 minutes, but I also not sure Bayern's can either. So feels a lot like a 1-1 type of game. Plus 260, pretty decent price when you have the slightly better team on the road. And Inter is still really good, and they just know how to take care of business in these tournaments. Like they've done last year, they struggled a little bit, but a couple years before they got to a final and such. So, yeah, slightly better team on the road. Pretty decent price at plus 260. I'll take the draw here.
You're allowed to play both of those if you'd like.
Oh, I will be.
I'm definitely playing the draw, yeah. For sure. I like that under 2.5 as well. I like fading weird. Paul, these are great. Moving the change in international football. A little mixed message.
Plugging away.
Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it.
Bet.
Paul Carr, at Paul Carr, by the way, C-A-R-R, on the old Twitter machine. Drew Dinsick is next. NBA projected series prices versus the actual, and NFL draft next.